Now notice, if therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? Now this is a tremendous thing that he's saying here. We are stewards of that which is material. You and I actually own nothing. We're responsible to God. It's not only how much we give, but where we give. And that's exactly what he's saying here. He says the men of this world are wiser than the children of light. Now, I for years was in downtown Los Angeles in a church down there that's near the financial district. And I've watched these men, many of them through the years, that would go into a broker's office where you have the stock markets displayed up there, and they sit down there in the morning and they figure it out. And you know those men, they won't invest in any stock unless they think it's going up, or they play the market, and there's some that do that. Well, there's a Christian man told me that he played the market, and that's where he made his money. He would not accept an office in the church because he said, that's the way I made my money, and I just don't think I ought to accept an office in the church. I don't know how he reconciled the fact that he was a member of the church, but nevertheless, he did that. And he was clever in the making of money. Now, how many Christians today are smart in the use of the mammon of unrighteousness, money, to use it to gather spiritual wealth? Does some brother come along and tell a sob story and move you and you give to something that actually is not winning people to Christ, nor building them up in the faith, nor really reaching people with the gospel? Are you giving to something like that? My friend, God will hold you responsible for giving to that which is wrong. I hear people say, well, if you don't give, God will hold you responsible. I think there are going to be more people held responsible for giving than for those who didn't give, because they're giving to the wrong thing. They're giving to that which is not getting a job done for God. I get so weary today of people say, I gave to this program or I gave to this work, and I happen to know that that particular thing is as wrong as it could be, that it's run just for the self-interest of some individual. I know one organization that 90% of what's given to it stays in this country to support a tremendous overhead that keeps men driving Cadillac automobiles over here. But my, how pitiful it's made to look, the plea that they make. Why, my friend, that means if you want to give $10 to help overseas somewhere, you'd have to give $100 to get $10 over there. I say that there's something wrong with Christians, the way they give. And there wouldn't be these things that are wrong if Christians were smart as these men of the world are. I watched them down here. I watched one man in particular. This man never would invest in anything unless he was sure about it. My, he was smart. Smart money, they called it, by the way. How much smart money do you have? Are you really using it today to get the Word of God out? This is a tremendous parable that our Lord is giving here. And he says, do you think God's going to trust you with heavenly riches if today you're not using that which he's given you down here? And actually, therefore, money's spiritual, is it not? And you're responsible not only for giving, but the way that you give. This is a glorious, wonderful parable. Now he says, verse 13, no servant can serve two masters, for either he'll hate the one, love the other, else he'll hold to the one, despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so what are you doing with your money, friends? Are you making any money? And what are you doing with it? That's a pertinent question, you see. Using it for mammon, the things of the world? Well, if you are, well, the one you're serving, that's your master, whoever you're serving. You can't serve God and mammon both. Now, the Pharisees, they got under conviction on this one. The Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. He said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. That's a stinger, let me tell you. God knows your heart, and he knows mine. We can put up a front with each other, but not with God. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. And it's easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. God judges on that kind of basis, you see. You and I can't measure up to it. Now, here is a verse of Scripture that if this is the only verse we had, there'd be no such thing as divorce, of course. That is for a Christian. Whoso putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery, and whoso marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Now, that must be compared with the 19th chapter of Matthew and also 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter. You need to take all of the Scripture on a particular theme and not just lift out one verse here. This, I think, our Lord's given to these men who were under law in that day, who were making light of the law of God.